Welcome to the LeaderQuest Podcast. It's episode 5. I am Justin. I'm joined, as always, by my wonderful co-host, Elise. Yeah. Wonderful and gorgeous.
Keep going. I'm not joking.
Okay, so today we are talking about goals and goal setting. And so we will, what does it look like to set goals, to achieve goals, to keep kind of set some reasonable goals. So I'll talk a little bit about my method, what I have seen work and not work for me, and some of the work I do with my clients. But yeah, so before we dive into that really quick, let me get out all of the obligatory like, share, subscribe to this video if you're watching it on live on Facebook when we do this on Saturday mornings. If you're watching this on YouTube, please like, turn on the bell notifications, subscribe, leave a comment, all that sort of stuff. I really do appreciate it. And what I want you to leave a comment on here as we get started, we'll do this a couple of times today. First thing, though, so we have recently here over the last couple of weeks shifted the format to, instead of trying to produce new content all the time, we have scaled it back and said we're going to have one focused idea and theme that guides us for the week. And so, for example, this last week, it was obstacles and opportunities, and how we can change our mindset given some of the life circumstances. And so what that looks like then is Saturdays, we do the live stream and the podcast. Sundays, we don't do anything. We go dark for the day, take a day off. But Mondays is...
I put black nail polish on
yes,
Sundays.
Yes. We go to God.
Yes.
Mondays is our blog post. Tuesdays is typically some sort of Instagram interaction. Wednesdays is a YouTube video. Thursdays is one of the above formats. And then Friday, I kind of post the recap of the week. So first thing here, leave a comment of how you like that new format. We're really trying to tweak this as we go and just provide resources for everybody to help you grow. And we understand that maybe Saturdays you can't catch the live stream, but you still want to do the podcast. Oh, that's what's on Thursdays, is the audio podcast on the website and on iTunes. So there you go. I forgot that. Or maybe you want to read the blog post, right? But it's a little bit different style content every single time. But rather than trying to follow 10 different pieces of information from me, you can follow one and participate in the conversation. So leave a comment for that. But outside of that, we are going to start... we're going to dive in here and talk some goals.
Okay.
So,
we're talking about big goals or little goals?
Yeah, I think both. So, I think part of what prompted this, I started listening to the book The Power of Habit this week. And just a fascinating book about the science of how we make and break habits, both good and bad. Right. And I think kind of a subset beyond that then that you could look at is how do we create and accomplish goals? Because I'm a firm believer that in most areas of our lives, the goals that we achieve are really just the sum total of our habits. Right. And
yeah,
if I want to have the goal of clean teeth, at my dentist appointment, then I need to have the habits in place of daily brushing my teeth and flossing and making sure I'm eating good, healthy, nutritious food and all of that sort of stuff, right? Mm-hmm. But it certainly goes beyond that because I think it applies to the way we parent and the way we business. And the goal gives us the target that we're aiming for,
right?
And just right up front, I'll say the first thing that I have noticed that has become one of those critical components for me mm-hmm. is you start with the goal and then you actually work backwards from there.
Okay.
And this is really a lot of the work that I've shifted to, and my clients had come with me like, hey, I've got this big goal.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Let's define what that goal looks like. And then we start to work back about so that maybe the next component of that might be something for example, so I have a client who has a financial goal. Right, we've kind of projected out in 5 years, this is where he wants to be financially. Great, so there's the goal. We now know what we're aiming for, and the bank account either has the money in it or it doesn't. We don't instantly come back into the present then and say, okay, we'll just start working harder. Maybe the issue isn't that he's working harder. you know, we actually stay in that present, in that future person and say, well, if this is the goal, who does that person have to be? What does he look like?
Mm-hmm.
Because it can't just be a compulsive workaholic, go work harder. Chances are he's going to fail in other areas, right? He's got a wife, he's got kids, he's got outside interests and hobbies. Who does that person look like in the accomplishment of that goal?
Yeah.
And then you can start, okay, so what are those things that you think you're already doing that person does? What are those things that you're not doing? Oh man, boy, I really notice I'm actually working hard enough. Maybe it's that I need a second source of income, or I need some passive income, or maybe I know what I have to do, but I'm so tired I need to take a vacation and then I can relaunch into it, right? Like there's 1,000 other options that don't necessarily equate to, if I want to make $1 million this year, I need to just go and work harder. So when we talk about this idea of goal setting, it becomes critically important for us to talk both about the trajectory of that goal. Is it ultimately aligned with what we want to accomplish in this world? But also at the same time, sort of this sense of identity that mm-hmm. goes with it.
Mm-hmm.
Does this goal facilitate me becoming the type of person that I want to become?
Right.
Right. And one of those things that I think I've said on the podcast before, but certainly, you know, I've shared with you, like I have goals and dreams for this business about where I want it to be financially, where I want it to be in the terms of the number of people that it's helping, in terms of the resources and products that I'm putting out.
Mm-hmm.
But I've also been very clear that I don't want to ever accomplish any of those at the sake of my family. Like,
mm-hmm.
who cares if a decade from now I'm making $10 million a year if my kids are like, yeah, but my dad's a real jerk and I never see him,
mm-hmm.
right? Those become mutually exclusive goals. I'm not willing to sacrifice
family.
One for the accomplishment of the other. So this whole idea of goals, I really work very hard in the work that I do, both internally with myself and with the people that we're helping, to make sure that we are clear on what's the goal and who's the person that goes with that goal, and are both of those ultimately in alignment.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, there's maybe our primer for the subject. If you have any questions about goals or the habits that go with them, about the disciplines, how to accomplish and set goals, we're going to dive into that a little bit. But if you have any questions, please leave those down below so we can make sure we are getting your questions answered. But there's my we'll call it the opening monologue, so it sounds fancy. Elise, any kind of emerging thoughts, questions from you?
Well, aside from this wiggly person I have sitting in my lap here distracting me.
For those of you that are just listening and not watching, it is not me. It's our daughter.
You're next, baby.
But when the video goes off.
So having habits in place that will get you to, I like that, because I can think of things that I would like to do when the kids are out of the house. Like, they're not going to be little forever, and I'm very aware of that.
Yeah.
So like, I want to be here for my kids, but like, what kind of things could I be doing to, like, right now, to get me to be where I am, what I want to be in 15 years, 20 years, you
yeah.
know? And right now that could look really little. And I like right now for me, I like really little. And like, what little things can I do to prepare myself for that future? And that's like kind of, that's what I like about your habits, because it totally does get down to habits right now. I cannot get my body. I cannot make my body be exactly who I need to be like 20 years from now when I want to do, like, you know, my goals for the future.
Yeah.
There's no way that I could possibly just like flip a switch and make myself just ready for that right now. It is like, okay, Elise, you know, it's hard for yourself to get up in the morning, period. you know, so, and I'm not talking about like, oh, I want to exercise and, you know, prepare kids' lunches in the morning. That's not who I am.
Yeah,
I am rush out the door and just get by through the skin of my teeth, by the skin of my teeth. But like, what little steps can I do right now to prepare me for that? And like, for me right now, that's like practicing my instruments in those little moments that I have, like shaving off those times in my day where I just kind of let it fly by, like
yeah.
like little piddly things. that aren't really necessary. I'm like, how could I really streamline my time to really benefit that future I have envisioned for myself? And mm-hmm. that vision can change,
right?
But there's no bad parts about me trying to hone in on my habits right now,
correct,
to prepare for 5, 10, 15, 20 years down the road. I mean, if you want to talk about financial, I'm putting it in the bank. My habits are right. Putting something in the bank for my future. Whether it could be bad things.
Yeah.
It could be bad things if I'm eating poorly. Like, I'm putting bad things in the bank for my future.
Absolutely. Like
the diabetes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Kit Kat lasagna.
Ew.
Never seen that meme.
I don't know. Oh my goodness. But I feel what you're putting down.
Yeah.
What you're putting down.
No, I think that's good. And so, you know, it's kind of, and this gets back to something we talked about several weeks ago, even in this idea of what does it look like to create habits on purpose, right? Mm-hmm. So we started, what was it, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, talking about morning routines. This is really just kind of the next evolution of that. Mm-hmm. That once you start nailing your morning routine, mm-hmm. you can start to look at some of the other areas of your day to make sure that everything is staying focused and on track. Mm-hmm. I've got a perfect example, you know, working with a gentleman, and he was like, we spent probably 2 or 3 weeks working on his morning habits. And then he's like, okay, like, I've got this nailed, and I still mess up, right?
Yeah.
So we started to look at his day, and it was consistently after lunch. Mm-hmm. And so then all it took was like, well, maybe we don't need the full morning routine again. Okay. Because it was 90 minutes, 2 hours of, you know, he's reading and he's praying and he's going to the gym and he's exercising and he's drinking water, and right, like, maybe we don't need that again, but can we find an abbreviated version of that you can do at 1 o'clock to reset yourself to finish
It's the second awakening,
right? I don't know what that is,
because he's tired and he's trying to wake up again. He's trying to create healthy habits.
Oh, God. You made that sound like it was something to fit, like some movie.
No, it wasn't existential. He was literally awakening
himself a second time. Yeah. Precisely. Yes, absolutely. And so we found a routine for him that takes about 30 minutes to complete. Mm-hmm. 30 minutes of lunch, 30 minutes of this kind of habit reset. Mm-hmm. Productivity through the afternoon has just continued to skyrocket. Mm-hmm. Because all it takes is this one habit routine. Mm-hmm. Of I'm getting clear, you know, it's the reminder of the why.
Yeah.
You know, this is why I need to stay focused. Mm-hmm. So for me, I know what that looks like. If you guys have followed me for any length of time, you know that I'm a huge fan of Michael Hyatt's Full Focus Planner.
Like, Nebraska.
Yeah. Oh, man, we are 1 week away from football.
What's the chant for Nebraska? You can't say hoo-ah. That's Marines.
Go
right?
Big Red.
Go Big Red. Oh, sorry.
Come on now.
Sorry.
So, you know that I'm a big fan of that. And one of the things that I have found that actually helped me that I didn't do in the beginning, mm-hmm. right? So at the beginning of the notebook is
the note, like the movie, The Notebook?
No. Oh, sorry. The Full Focus Planner.
Oh, sorry. We're back. We're back on it. Go.
Squirrel. So we had at the beginning of his Full Focus Planner, the very first page is like, you know, your annual goals.
Okay.
I want to make this much money. I want to spend this much time with my family. I want to take a vacation to this place. Like, right, whatever they are. Yeah. I want to stop smoking. Right. It's a blank page essentially.
Lots of goals.
With where you can list 12 to 15 goals, okay, and the quarter that you want to accomplish them in.
Okay.
So that if you have these sort of tiered goals.
Quarter, so January, February, March.
Correct.
April.
Yes, okay. Absolutely. So that you could, if you have, you know, 2 or 3 big goals for the year, you know, I want to make $100,000 this year. Mm-hmm. You could say, well, that's obviously not going to happen until quarter 4. So what are maybe some sub goals that I could do in quarters 1, 2, and 3? I want to release my book in quarter 2,
yeah,
because the sales from that will help me accomplish the goal in quarter 4. Anyway.
Yeah.
So in the beginning, what I would do, I would fill that out and I'd spend a lot of time filling that out. And then the next couple of pages are some of the habits that you need to incorporate to accomplish those goals.
Okay.
I need to exercise. I need to read 20 minutes a day. I need to spend 30 minutes a day, mm-hmm, whatever. Mm-hmm. I want 6 hours of sleep because I've only been getting four, right? Like, again, it's, you've taken the annual goals and now you're trying to break them down. And he has both achievement and habit goals in the next section.
Okay.
So at the beginning of every notebook, at the beginning of every quarter, I would spend a lot of time filling out that section. And then when you get to the actual weekly, daily planner stuff, I would just continue to go.
Okay.
And
so break it down, break it down.
Break it down. The problem with it is, and this is the shift that I've had to make in the last about quarter and a half, 2 quarters of use in the notebook, I never actually referred back to those goals that I wrote in the beginning. Hmm. So I'm like, well, okay, so here's my yearly goals. Here are the habits and quarterly goals. Here's my big weekly goals. Mm-hmm. And then I have all my daily little kind of checklists.
Okay.
The problem that I noticed is that there were lots of times where I forgot what I said my goals were for that, like my big goals were for that quarter.
Uh-huh.
Or, quite honestly, my goals changed along the way.
That was another question.
And so, all of a sudden, I'd get to the end of the quarter, and at the very end of the book, then he's got, go back and review your quarterly goals. I'm like, I didn't accomplish that goal, but I don't feel bad about it. I don't care about that goal anymore.
Yeah.
But then I can go back and look at all my daily habits, and I was still doing things during the day
that
contributed to that goal.
Right.
That doesn't matter to me anymore.
Right.
Or I accomplished that goal, totally forgot about it, both forgot to celebrate it and blew past it, that I should have reset the goal midway through the quarter. Mm. So one of the things that's one of the shifts that I've had to make in my own goal setting is now when I do my weekly reviews every Monday morning, I take 30 minutes and I fill out my weekly goals. I fill out my weekly calendar. I now also go back to the beginning of that notebook and say, am I on track with my yearly goals?
You know what I should do? It's just like every day you do that, just put like a little check mark, like check, yes, today, that is still my goal. Check, that is still my goal.
Yeah, yeah. So it's been interesting to see that sometimes I've accomplished goals and I'm like, I accomplished it. I don't care. Well, how much time that I waste.
Sorry, my bad.
You know how you can tell?
Stop. Enough.
Right, but how many times have I accomplished a goal that then I'm just like, that doesn't matter. I wasted 20 hours this week working on a goal that I don't care about anymore.
Yeah.
Because either my goal has changed or my mindset has shifted or I realized maybe it wasn't big enough and I wanted to push myself more or a life circumstance happened that's just like, okay. I thought I was going this direction, but I'm going over here.
Well, if you know, an example in your own life then would be that ebook that you wrote a long time ago.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And you're just like, okay, this ebook that I wrote, we put it on Amazon and
spent lots of time.
Lots of time on. You're like
trying to research
and market. How many people
have bought it? One.
One.
I had one sale last October in the 2.5 years that book has been
he
on
was
Amazon.
Like, Elise, I don't even know. We were probably at a restaurant. He was like, he comes out from the bathroom. Someone brought my ebook for 99 cents.
Yes. And she's like, what ebook? I said, I don't know. I have to go back and look because I don't remember.
Did not even remember writing one. But now you are in the process.
Yeah.
Of writing an ebook and like
that's much
like,
more in line.
I know, but now that you know like the ins and outs of it. So like
right.
That was still useful. That was still a good use of your time.
Yes, absolutely. So the goal was to get an ebook out. I did. Totally forgot about it. Lots of stories and insights there, I'm sure. We'll save that for another podcast. But, hey, if you have a goal that you are working on, please share it with us. We would love to acknowledge that. We would love to encourage you in that. So leave a comment. Let's see if I can find it. Here? Ouch.
If someone comes in, they're like, not going to be watching that.
We just lost all of our viewers.
No one wanted to see that.
If you're watching this on the live stream, please leave a comment.
If you're watching on the live stream, we're sorry.
No take backs.
Yeah.
Leave a comment on the goal that you are working towards. Okay, so let's talk here. We're going to start again. We always try to keep this about 30 minutes. We want it to be informative and insightful enough, but also not like eat up your entire day. So let's start to shift maybe then into, I haven't even asked you. Yeah, we're 21 minutes into this. What are some of the goals you're working on? Mm-hmm. So you mentioned that you're working about your morning habits, and we'll talk about that. Maybe that's where we'll end. But tell me what some of your share with my millions and millions of fans.
Millions. My goals.
What are you working on? What are your goals? What's close to your heart right now?
Well, that's a very invasive question. So, okay, some habits that I think I'll not share my goals with the world, but I'll tell you things that I want to do that
okay.
will help me. Certainly going to bed on time, because I can't start with my morning if I don't start with my night.
Absolutely. So that's great advice.
So my night is just like shut it off, like shut everything off in mm-hmm. bed. My eyes are pretending to be closed at 10:30.
Yeah.
And I have to do that.
So late. I don't know how you do it.
And so that has to happen. And I want to get good sleep so that during my day, I don't over-caffeinate myself and I don't feel paranoid. So that's one goal.
Yeah.
And then my other one is to I want to start exercising my focusing muscles. Because I am so naturally distracted. I'm pretty sure you don't know. Distractible. This is probably something you don't know yet.
Oh,
about
please,
me.
Please enlighten me.
And, but to really kind of, I'll use the word beat into submission, but because that's just the one coming to my head. If you can think of a softer version of that, go ahead and tell me. But kind of beat myself into submission of like, no, Elise, your goals matter. And I'm to the point where I'm like, they really aren't going to happen by themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then all of a sudden it'll just be, it'll become a dream.
Yeah.
And not a realistic goal.
Yeah.
And I need to start just doing the things that will really, again, put like money in the bank for me for what's going on.
Right.
So little daily, like at least what is it? And those are helpful. Like for me to, I've never written down my goals. Like I've never just put down on paper what I want to do, but I have some kind of an idea in my head. I want to use my love for music and singing and playing and whatever. I want to use that in some kind of capacity in my future.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope the fact that I'm almost 33, I hope it's not, you know, too late. And I want to think that it's not. I want to think that it's not too late for me to do something. But you know what? My goals from graduating college have changed a lot. I don't want to be singing in operas anymore. Like that's mm-hmm. definitely not a goal of mine. But the things that I did then 110% helped me to go where I want to go.
Right.
Now.
And that right. And I think that can even be a helpful point of the goal has changed, but in many ways the habits and disciplines that you had to build are what will set you up for success now, right? I mean, we were first married. Yeah, we were married for your senior recital.
Mm-hmm.
How many nights did you spend away
mm-hmm.
in the music room?
Yeah.
Four nights a week, five nights a week, six nights a week, because it got closer for mm-hmm. 3, 4, 5 hours at a time?
Yeah.
Like, that's the level of habit and discipline it took to achieve that goal.
Yeah, I guess it can basically kind of downplay it when, like, oh, you're just in college, and like, oh no, this is what people do when they have a full-time working job.
Absolutely.
Too, outside of work.
Yeah. Well, we can talk about college experiences and things we've maybe learned and stumbled into on a future episode, because that'd be fascinating. Because there's lots of ways in which, you know, and I've shared the story before of like, people will say, you know, ask you 1,000 times. Your senior year of high school, what you want to do when you grow up. But nobody then, like once I graduated, was like, okay, here's how you actually go out an adult now. You know, like everybody was so concerned about me getting into a college and then just like, oh, good luck on your own. Anyway, we'll talk about that on a future episode.
Yeah, see, but, Brenda says, but, she says it's not too late. I still have things I hope to do in my future and I'm a little bit older.
Yes. Tell us, Brenda. Right? Leave it in the comments.
Preach it.
Tell us what you want to work on.
Yeah, and seriously,
not
tell
that
us.
Much older.
No, like, shoot. I want to accomplish.
I was talking with somebody yesterday, and he goes, oh, yeah, I know. He goes, I was talking to Caleb on my walk last night.
Caleb?
Yeah, and he goes, oh, yeah, my gym teacher is younger, like you. I was like, oh, thanks,
Aww,
Caleb.
That was precious, little guy.
thanks for calling me younger.
Yeah.
I've started to look around at my friend group, and I'm the old guy, so that was nice to be called younger.
I have more grays than you, and I'm younger than you, so...
Okay. Anyway, so back to this idea of, I think your insight was great that there's lots you learned in college that's completely applicable. Mm-hmm. In from 18 to 21, your job was your college career.
Yeah.
And the same sort of things that it took for you to write a paper or pass a class or graduate or sing your recital are the same sort of disciplines that are going to take you to get where you want to go now, even though the goal is different.
Excruciating focus for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're distractible, I guess.
I guess I admitted it. I suppose you're allowed to say it now. Use it wisely.
Yes.
Don't overuse it.
Yes.
I can slap you with a headband. Oh, honey.
What headband?
That black and colorful one.
Oh,
dear. Okay, I'll go take care of that in a second, okay? He has like a really big red mark on his face.
Yes, right.
Like, here you go, Jason.
Okay, so, yeah, I think that's really good. So did you actually share some of the goals you're working on, or you said you don't want to?
Not specifically.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
This is what makes sure you have a chance to share those. If that's your goal.
Not here.
Okay.
Not here.
Okay.
Maybe.
Tell us your deepest, darkest secrets. Okay. So I will wrap up then.
Okay. Well, that would be a fun one too, because like I think we've both had to move past some bitter feelings about like, okay, we got this college degree. It's hard to be employed.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
That's one for another time.
We'll talk to a young college graduate in a future episode.
Ooh, that would be good.
That'd be fun.
That would be good.
Because I think ultimately, like, it's really applicable to anybody, right? Yeah. It's high school people who want to immediately jump into the business world are facing the same sort of problem today.
Right, I mean, exactly.
We've already had the conversation of, do we encourage our kids to go to college? Because there's certainly good and bad things about it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
One of the bad things is the massive amount of debt that you take on, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, so we'll save that for a future one. Brenda wants to know how you get your brain to turn off at night before we wrap up here.
She said, if.
Oh, if.
If you can get your brain to shut off when you close your eyes, let her know.
Well, we are in California.
Stop. We're not.
Yes, we
does
are.
It work? Okay. Does it? Just kidding. I'm not going to do that. But if it did, I might think about it.
All right. Family friendly episode here. All I promised iTunes was that the lyrics were clean. We haven't said anything dirty.
We have not said anything.
Okay. There we go. Okay. So some concluding thoughts for today as we wrap up this live stream. Thanks for joining us.
Writing the goals down. That's
a big one. Writing the goals down is a big one. On Monday, we're going to talk. I just whacked my leg. My heart. I can't even think. That hurt so bad. Smacked it on the chair.
Right. As silly as it might feel, maybe I'll try it. Maybe I'll try it.
On Monday, the blog post, we can talk about the importance of writing goals down and how you actually structure goals to make sure that they're accomplishable.
On your other podcast?
No, on the blog. It'll be the blog post for Monday.
Okay.
So be sure to stay tuned for that. If you're actually like, okay, this is great. I'm convinced. So I need to set some new goals, make sure my habits align, right? This is kind of the teaser introduction to that. This is why we kind of take the full week to unpack this, because there's really just so much stuff. And so there'll be nothing coming out tomorrow, but Monday we will have the blog post up and ready to go.
Okay.
So maybe just as a bit away of that, making sure, like I said at the beginning, the goals that you're trying to accomplish line up with the person you want to become.
Okay.
And making sure, I think that's of critical importance and something that doesn't get talked about enough.
So you need to probably write your, like, I don't know, like if we call it spiritual goals or.
Absolutely.
Spirit goals, yeah. Like.
Yeah.
The health of your spirit when you're there.
I've made lots amount of money, but I'm kind of bitter at how hard I had to work.
Yeah.
Was it worth it? I'm gonna guess not.
Right.
I've managed to stay married to this person, but we really just kind of sleep in the same bed because I don't know who I'm lying next to anymore.
Right.
Staying married for the sake of not having to go through the pain of a divorce doesn't mean anything if your marriage isn't actually thriving and helpful.
Yeah.
How do I find your blog? Good question. I am just self-centered enough to name it after myself. So you can go to justinhebert.com. I will leave a, well, here, you can type that.
I can't.
And I will finish up our,
Yeah, you keep talking. You keep doing it,
baby. And while you're there, you can subscribe for my 5-day e-course on morning habits and routines.
JustinHebert.com.
Okay. So first of all, make sure that the goals you're setting align with the person that you're trying to become. I think that's of critical importance.
Yeah.
Number two, make sure, go back to a couple of weeks ago, I'm such a firm believer in the way that you start your day is going to shape how the majority of the rest of your day. If we need to, like my client, have that midday reset. Once you lose the morning, I think you lose the rest of the day. And so how you start your day is important. Number three, you can look for that midday reset if you need it. But finally, to conclude for today, your wise words on how you end the day matter just as much.
Mm-hmm.
That we could post study after study on how bad it is for you to lay in bed and watch Netflix or stare at your phone or whatever, and like saying enough is enough, turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that means you need to read a book or something, you know, physical, tangible like that, a newspaper, magazine or whatever. Even if you just want to listen to an audio podcast or turn the radio on or practice a meditation or end your day with yoga, like there are 1,000 better options than staring at your phone, turning your eyes cross at midnight.
Yeah.
And just how bad that can be to disrupt your sleep cycle. But small, consistent daily steps, and this is how we'll wrap it up. Small, consistent daily steps add up over time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we tend to discount just how impactful the daily routine of taking one step closer to your goal,
mm-hmm.
How much that actually matters.
Yeah.
That we could look at something. I suppose yesterday is the perfect example for me. I was on my evening walk and talking with you, and all right, I'll quit when I'm done with my walk, but I've got unchecked items on my checklist that's going to drive me crazy. But I also knew that that didn't mean I didn't have a good day, right? It was wildly productive,
yeah.
Full of fantastic meetings, starting with a couple of new clients. Like it was an excellent day. So who cares that two or three checklist items didn't get done,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
There's always kind of the next day.
Yeah.
So don't discount just the sheer power of showing up and putting in the work to get one step closer to your goal.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can also tell you the average person like just doesn't do that.
Yeah.
I've said no to clients before who are like, yeah, I'll get started on that here in a couple of days. It's actually one of the shifts that I have made in my coaching practice is at the end of every call,
mm-hmm.
here's your goals for the week.
Yeah.
Agreed? Yes. Okay. Then we institute what we've called like the power play move. We're going to hang up. You have 5 minutes to start taking action on these goals right now.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do in the first 5 minutes? And then we figure out what that plan is. Okay, I'm going to make 30 sales calls this week. Great. In the next 5 minutes, can you make 2 of those? Yeah, I think I can. Boom. We hang up. They have 5 minutes to take that action, and then they send me a text message. My goal was this, but I actually did this.
Right.
It was only one sales call, but they actually bought from me over the phone, so I'm thrilled that I only got one sales call in.
Okay.
You know what? I had to leave some voicemails. I actually got 4 phone calls in. Like, whatever it is, if their goal is 2, it doesn't, like, they don't actually have to stop at 2. Their goal is to do whatever it needs to for that 5 minutes to capitalize that time.
Mm-hmm.
Because far too many often will say, my goal is to lose weight. And what do we usually say after that? Diet starts Monday.
Right.
We always wrap up the coaching calls now with, you have 5 minutes to take action. So don't discount, don't discredit just how powerful actually showing up and putting in the work towards your goals can actually be. Because I can tell you, having worked in this industry for 5 years, the average person doesn't actually do that. They'll talk about it and they won't actually do it. So if you want to accomplish your goals, put in that work. If you want to take some massive action and actually begin to see some real life transformation in all areas of your life and want to know more about coaching, I'm running a special now where I offer free coaching sessions, well, one free coaching session to everybody. So leave a comment below. If you are watching this live, If you are on my YouTube channel, you catch us later on the podcast, I don't care. I want to give you a free coaching session just to explore you and your goals and how I can help you. And we'll talk about if long-term coaching is actually in the cards for you right now, if you'd actually be a good fit for me, if I would be a good fit for you. But that's always the second step. So if you want to take just massive action right now, reach out to me. I would love to offer you that free coaching call. But with that, I'm Justin. This is Elise.
I'm Elise.
This has been the LeaderQuest Podcast, Episode 5 on Settings and Goal Habits. Be sure to like, share, subscribe the channel if you're watching this on Facebook. Hit the bell notifications as well if you're watching this on YouTube. If you're catching this on Thursdays, it's when the audio-only podcast version comes out, both on my website, which you can find a link in the comments to, and on iTunes, so that you have the ability to listen to it anywhere. But with that, the next content you will hear from me on Monday is actually on how to set some smart goals and make sure that you can consistently achieve those. So thanks for joining us, everybody, and we will see you next time. Thank you for joining us today for this episode of the LeaderQuest Podcast, looking at goals. It has been brought to you by the group coaching cohort that launches September 1st. If you are looking to radically transform your morning habits, routines, and discipline to experience ultimate success, visit justinhebert.com for more information. This episode has been produced by Justin, music by Kayani.